That's what the Bible says. Sister Kim, he was sitting in the window. Why, Tony? Didn't know you was here. And sitting there, and Paul had been long preaching.
Third loft, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was way up in the second or third loft. I can't remember which second or third. I think it's third loft.
Way up.
And he fell out of the window, went to sleep, and fell out the window. And he hit hard. Three floors down, it killed him. He died.
I ain't no doubt about that.
Can you imagine a man falling asleep? Now, Apostle Paul was a great preacher. He was a good preacher. But he put him to sleep. The weakness of man.
The man was probably tired.
Wore out. He may have worked hard all day. Who knows? But I wonder, did you ever think why he was sitting in the window?
Probably cool.
It was cool.
Probably no air conditioning.
Probably there was a great crowd there.
Yeah.
There was a great crowd there.
No air conditioning.
He fell out the window, Brother Lon, and died. Killed him. They begin to cry and mourn and go on that he's dead. What did Paul do? He went down and fell right on top of him.
Yeah, said his life was still in him.
Fell right down on top of him. Was he dead? Yes, he was dead.
I'd say he was.
But what happened? He come to life. There was still life in him. I see a lot of Uticus today. A lot of places, Brother Larry. A lot of people falling asleep.
Yeah.
I thought of a funny story Mom said, Brother Lon. She was at church one time, and she told Brother Lon this on the way back, I think, home. And she said, well, that one preacher wasn't doing no good, so I thought I'd just take me a nap. Mom always said what she thought. And it was the truth. He wasn't doing no good. But then the other preacher got up, Brother Brian, and said, now he woke me up. So, you know Mom, some of you knew her and some of you didn't. Almost all of you knew her. That's the way she was. And sometimes I think it's probably better. Sometimes it's brutally honest. But the truth is the truth, and it'll stand when the world's on fire. Rita and I left Saturday morning, and we got to the Floyd and Knott County line, or close to there, about Martin and Garrett. At Garrett, mostly, seen people standing on the highway, Brother Larry. Their homes were already flooded. Standing there, and they were already flooded, and Reed and I prayed for them, and it's devastating to lose everything you've got, Janice. It's hard. But if you lose everything you've got, if you lose your soul, you'd give it all in exchange for that. I hope God will, just for a few moments of time. I'm not going to take a long time. Sometimes I wonder about a lot of things, and sometimes I even question my own self. But when I really want to know something, Brother Lon, here's where I go to.
Absolutely.
I have based my Christian life on this, Brother Brian. It's the only thing I know anything about. I have not based my life on what some man has taught me, but I base my life on what God left me here to read. This is the best book that I've ever read. It's the best thing that I've ever held in my hands. And sometimes, Brother Fred, I cry for the lack of knowledge.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I cry for the lack of knowledge of God. What do you really mean?
Yeah.
What do you really mean? And I listened and I studied today, Brother Fred, and man of God talking, he said, have you received the Holy Ghost?
I haven't even heard.
We've not even as much as heard there is a Holy Ghost.
I haven't even heard tell of one.
Don't even know nothing about a Holy Ghost.
That's what he said.
Well, then what was you baptized of?
I was baptized of John.
John's
baptism.
John's baptism. Mm-hmm. Well, we talk about one baptism. Was they baptized again, Brother Fred?
Yeah, sure did.
The Bible says they were.
He took them
and baptized them in the name of what?
Jesus.
The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Now, brother, study your Bible. It's there, Brother Fred. It's there. So today, I know that people don't understand a lot of things, Brother Fred. But I know this book is real.
That's true.
And I know it's true. And I know, Brother Lon, that we're just little men. We're just like grasshoppers. That's about what we are. But Brother Brian, today, Jesus today is in the book of Genesis and he's in the book of Revelations.
Yep. Yes, he is. And all between.
Everything there is, he's in it all. Because Jesus has everly been.
Yep.
Somebody said, I don't believe that. I believe that he just was born on this earth and stayed here for 33 and a half years. And that was the end of it. I want you to know that Jesus has everly been. And he always will be. Because, Brother Lon, the Bible says that he was a Savior.
In the beginning was the Word.
He was a Savior to the world and a special Savior unto the believer. And somebody said, well, there's no need for the law. The Bible said, Brother Fred, you all pray just for a few minutes of time. I would have not known sin.
Except
what?
The law.
Had the law had said, thou shalt not what?
Covet.
Shall not covet.
Yeah.
But then you go on over and you find out it's all right to covet a gift.
Covet the gift. Yeah.
It does say it now, people.
Yeah, covet the gift.
But he said, if you covet the gift, covet what? The best one that you see.
The best one.
The best gift. And many times when I was growing up, Brother Fred, I'd often say like this, if I'm ever called to preach, I'd like to have that man's gift.
Yeah. Yep.
Now I really have, Brother David.
Yeah.
Now you tell some preachers that and they'd say you're sinning.
No.
But not according to the book, Brother Brian, you're not sinning. The Bible says if you covet a gift, covet the best one earnestly. So I'm glad and thankful today that God gives out gifts to men, brethren. But I want you to know today that if a gift is not given of God, it is no gift. And I see men today, Brother Lon, that are trying to handle the Word of God that's not even called to preach.
Amen.
I see men today that say, well, I've been ordained by some man, and that makes me a preacher.
Have you been ordained or not, though?
But I want you to know, Brother Fred, if God ain't called you,
you,
you'll never be able to preach, Brother David. Yes, today, but if God has called you, somewhere down the line, Brother Lon, you will preach. And I want you to know that every man, Brother Fred, that is called to preach is only called of God.
Amen.
Yes, today, but I see churches today, Brother, today that are being built up on such things as not the right foundation. But I want you to know, here's what he told Peter. He said, Peter, up on this rock, I shall build my church. Who's doing the building? The Bible says, I shall build my church, and the gates of hell shall not, what, Brother Fred? Shall not prevail against it. Brother Larry, yesterday, and whose church is it, Brother? Today, it's not mine, it's not yours. And I want you to know, today, it ain't got the name over the door of what some thinks it, Brother Lon. But I want you to know, it's the church of Jesus Christ. And that's who it is. And I know beyond a shadow of a doubt, yesterday, who is the head of that? that church, brother, today. I want you to know that Christ is the head of the church. And you all pray just for a few minutes of time today. Yesterday, Brother Lon, Christ is the head of the church, brethren, today. It's not me and it's not you, Brother David, but it's Christ. Somebody said, well, Brother Terry, is Christ the head of the little jewel church? If it's a church, he's the head of it, brethren, today. Yesterday, Brother Roger, but I want you to know that he chose me and Brother Jim today to be oversider of the flock today. And I want you to know every man that's called to preach, Brother David, about may not be an overseer of the flock today. Yesterday, brethren, you all pray just for a few minutes of time today. Here's what the Bible said, Brother Lon, today. The Bible says that a hireling, he cares not for the flock. What does he do, Brother Fred, today? He flees and lets them go, brethren, today. Yesterday, but I want you to understand. I pray, honey, hard that the Lord will bless me just for a few minutes of time. But I want you to know the shepherd, Brother Fred, he cares for the flock. And I want you to know today that he said like this, Brother Lon. Yesterday, had one sheep went astray one time. What did he do? He led yet the 99 and went after the one. Brother, I want you to know, and he knew the 99 was saved, and he went after the one, Brother Lon. Yesterday, Brother Red, because he loved the flock, he left them there, but he went and got the one. When he went and got her, Brother Lon, did he beat on it, Brother, today? Was he mean to it? No. Tell you what he done, Brother David. He put her on his shoulder, and he carried it back, and he took it into the flock. And I want you to know the flock there, brethren, they didn't reject it, did they not? Because it was part of the flock, Brother Jim. Brother Lon, we all make mistakes in this world, and we do things we had not to do, but I want you to know that Jesus still loves you. He don't just throw you out, Brother Lon, because you do something that you're supposed to do. Brother Fred, I'm not in this church to try to find out who's doing something wrong and kick them out, Brother. That's not my job, Brother. Brother Lon. What is your job then, Brother Jim? My job is to do what he told him one time. What did he tell Peter? Peter, he said, feed my sheep today. You love us now, me, Peter? Yeah, I'll feed my lambs then. Three times he asked him, Brother David, you lovest thou me? And he said, yea, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love thee. Then feed my sheep then, Brother Lon. What are we called for then, Brother? We're called to feed, Brother, to feed the sheep and also feed the lamb. Oh, it's not our job, Brother David, to get up here and throw rocks at people. It's not our job, Brother Fred, to point out their wrongs today. I want you to know, but it's my job to be loving and kind. It's my job to go and visit and treat those kind, Brother Fred. And I want you to know, yeah, and when I go, Brother Lon, and I find someone down and out, and saw something they done wrong, am I there to pour more burdens on them, Brother Brian? Am I there to say you shouldn't have been doing this, Brother Larry? I'll tell you how I do, by my love and kindness, will I draw them, Brother David? Oh, and that's my advice, how
of the little jewel church to be loving and kind. Because I'll tell you what, by being loving and kind to those, Brother Jim, you will draw them. And I want you to know, and when everybody comes in the little jewel church, I like to hear them say, there's love there, Brother Lon. Oh, you can have all the gifts you want to, Brother Fred. You can have everything there is, but you ain't got love. You ain't got nothing. What was the greatest gift of all, Brother? It was charity, Brother, which is love. And you know, I want you to know, the first commandment is what? To love thy God with all thy heart, soul, mind, and strength. And the second, I like it unto the third. And he said, to love one, thy neighbor as thyself. And on these two hang one, the law and the prophet. Therefore, Brother Roger, we're required to love. And some says, well, I went as far as I'm going with that man. As I visit the hospital today, and I tried to give comfort, Brother Lon, trying to hand out a little comfort and a little love along the way. It's not important what made people get the way they are. It's not important that they sinned and brought on things on them, Brother Brian. It's not important today because I was guilty too. Therefore, but I've seen men, Brother Fred, and same point of them. If you hadn't have done that, you wouldn't be in the condition you're in. That's not my job, Brother Larry. That's not my job to do that. My job is to pray for them and give them comfort, Brother Fred. Why, Brother Terry? Why do you do that? Because one day on Interstate 64, and Brother Fred, I got salvation, and somebody said, Brother Terry, you don't know nothing about that. I was there, Brother Lon. I was there when he saved me. You know, on Sunday morning, we had a brother that introduced early, and he done a good job, Brother Lon. But I've one little point that I didn't see, but that's all right. I want you to know, if we got a hope, it's Jesus. It's not a hope like that we hope to get home tonight. This hope is shed abroad in our hearts, the one that we know that we love God, and so on. It's an anchoring of the soul that's sure and steadfast, Brother Lon. Sometimes I go fishing, and sometimes the anchor is not sufficient, and it won't hold me in the storm today. But I want you to know, the anchoring of the soul, Brother Lon, it'll hold, Brother, right down to the end, Brother. You don't have to worry about losing that anchor, because it'll hold you there. But I know in the morning of all mornings, Brother Lon, he's going to call my name. And though I be buried 6 feet under the ground, you know, I talked to my brother last night, and he said there was a man that he knowed, and that he was going to be cremated and threw off the Grant Bridge. He said, I want to float down the river from now on, Brother Lon. But I want you to know, it don't make any difference, Sister Louise, or they burn his ashes or whatever they are. God will resurrect him someday, Brother Lon. Oh, I've had men ask me, said, well, Brother Terry, how will you know where them ashes is? You know what? How will he know where they're at, Brother Lon? He knows where they're at. And you know what, brethren? In the Bible it said like this, this mortal must what, brother? Must be open immortality. It didn't say maybe, Brother Larry. It didn't say should. But it said this mortal must put on immortality, Brother Larry. Oh, and every man and every woman is going to get an eternal body. Somebody said, you mean even them that go to hell is going to get an eternal body? Yeah, they're going to get a body that'll burn and burn and never burn up, Brother John. Yeah, but I want you to know I'm going to get a body like Jesus.
Right.
And I'm going to raise in his likeness. And then I'll be satisfied. Well, study, brethren, I'm not satisfied here. When I left the hospital today, I left crying. Not tears out of my eyes, but I was crying in my heart. Well, study, Jesus, if it be your will, let him live. If it not be your will, call him home. Why would you say that, Brother Brian? Because my sister's hurting so bad. Oh, brother, because mother stands by, waiting for death to come. Our miracle one, Brother Lon, it's not easy to stand over your son and watch him die. I've been there, brother, I know what it's like to stand there and watch the breath leave your son. Well, but this I know, Brother Lon, that son of mine, Joshua, he's home with the Lord today. I don't have to worry about him because I can hold him in my hands. Brother Brian, I held him many times, and I want you to know, yeah, but I want you to know, I don't have to worry about his soul, Brother Fred.
Right.
But I've got another son at home. Now that I have to worry about his soul, mm-hmm. I can't fix it, Brother David.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, but he can fix it if you believe on Jesus.
Amen.
That's the problem, Brother Roger. I worry about your daughter. I worry about your son, Brother Lon. Yeah, but here's the thing about it. They'll have to do it for themselves, Brother Fred. Nobody can save them but Christ. Christ can save them. That is the only one that can do that. So today, while we stand here, and week after week we gather here. Yeah, been a lot of sorrow in my life, Brother Lon. But there's been more joy than sorrow. More joy than sorrow. Yes, Sister Louise, I prayed hard for Rick. And you know what I hope more than anything else? I hope he's got it right with God. That's what I hope. If you lose this body,
ain't nothing.
It isn't nothing, Brother Jim. But if you lose your soul,
you've lost it all.
If you lose your soul, you can't go to a doctor over here at King's Daughters and get it restored.
Or get it fixed.
You can't go nowhere, Brother Jim, and get it redone.
No.
How can you fix it?
Jesus
can fix it.
That's it.
How many souls does Jesus own? The Bible says
all souls are mine.
I hear people saying that the soul don't belong to Jesus.
No, he says you can sell your soul. You can't sell it. It don't belong to you.
You can't sell it, brother. It don't belong to you.
That's what it says.
Brother Jim, how can you sell something that don't belong to you?
I remember when Brother Little preached that night.
Brother Darrell Sloan preached that here one time. And it's true.
Yeah.
All souls are mine.
The Lord.
But what? The soul that what?
Sin.
Shall die.
Not the body, but sin, the soul.
So if you die, Brother Lon, then you have to be resurrected.
By the blood of Christ.
You have to be resurrected. I don't know anybody in here about their soul. I have no authority to look out, Brother David, and say, you're a sinner, you're a Christian, you're a sinner, you're a Christian. I have no authority to do that.
No one else does either.
But I'm going to tell you right now, you can fool me, but you can't fool God.
That's right.
No way, Brother Jim, can you fool God. You can fool a lot of people, but you can't fool God. The big circus man said there's fools born every day.
P.T. Barnum said a sucker born every
minute. See? Fool born every day. But today, what is a fool?
A man that says in his heart.
The Bible says a fool is what a man that says there's no God.
There's no God.
There's no God. Says in his heart there's no God.
Man, that's an unbelief.
See, that's a man. They say, people say, well, there's no case of a man walking around and can't be saved. And I believe there is.
Oh, yes, there is.
I believe there's men and women, Brother Brian, that's walking on this earth today, Brother Jim, that's went too far.
I do, yes, sir.
They have done what?
Send away.
Send away the day of grace. Send away the day of grace. Grace. Grace is in the old Bible. Grace is in the new Bible. Even Noah seen it. Noah
found grace
in the eyes of the Lord. It was there then. It's everly been.
Grace has been here before the earth was.
It's always been. See? But when Jesus come, now what are they going to do with this scripture? They say there's irresistible grace and there's people predestinated for heaven or hell. Then why did Christ even have to come?
Why
would he had to come, Brother Larry? There would be no need for him to come, Brother Lon, if he had a certain number that he already had picked out. Why would Christ come and die?
They're already saved.
Why do people get on such foolish things, Sister Louise, and believe these things, Brother Brian? I don't understand that. Why do they believe that? Christ, if God had a certain number picked out, he'd say, son, you don't have to go down there and die because I've got all my number picked out anyway.
Yeah. You can't go down and save nobody.
There's no need you going. No need you going to the cross. I've got that number picked. When I get to 155, that's it.
That's it.
156 is out of the, lost out. It is absolutely the height of ignorance for people to believe that Jesus Christ come and died in vain.
Romans 5 and 6.
He come to his own. He come to his own. And his own received him not. But, now there's a but, there's a conjunctive word in there. But, to as many as what?
Did believe.
That did receive him. Did he give them power to become the S-O-N-S.
Sons of God.
Now, Brother Larry, Christ still has to give you the power to become the Son of God.
Yeah, you can't do it without him.
You cannot do it without him. But if you're here today and God has saved your soul,
then you need to go to the...
you need to go and be baptized into the water, not to make you a Christian, but because you are a Christian. Now, even the very disciples, we're going to close. Even the very disciples, Brother Lon, you'd have thought they was already Christians. Wouldn't you, Brother Fred? Now, would you think they were already Christians? Why, everybody else does.
Nope.
But when were they called Christians?
In the book of Acts.
The disciples.
Christ.
The Bible says that, Brother Lon. I didn't write it.
When thou art converted.
When thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren.
Yeah.
Told Peter that.
Yes, sir.
But they were first called Christians at Antioch.
Learn the book of Acts.
See?
Yeah, sure did.
What is Christians?
Christ-like.
To be Christ-like.
Amen.
Not to be Christ, but to be like Christ. Now there was David. He raised up David, the son of Jesse. Mm-hmm. He raised him up. For what purpose, Brother Lockford?
To fulfill his will. That's exactly right. To be anointed king.
He was going to be a king, wasn't he?
That's right. He planned it.
Saul, he raised up Saul to be a king before him, did he not? Mm-hmm. And he said, David, the son of Jesse, a man after mine own heart, I'll raise him up to be the king.
And he did too.
And he did.
Yeah, he was king.
And he did.
Gave him the promise.
But there is kings many, and there is lords many. But unto us, the Christians, there is but one. Don't you, Brother, get your song. There is but one, what, Brother Lon? True and living God. So today, are you today settle down on some kind of imagination that God exists? Are you set down on realization that God exists? Huh?
26.
God is not an imagination. Now let me say this before you sing. Now I want to say this, and I don't want to confound your minds. But now listen. Everybody looks for God to be walking around like somebody like us. What does the Bible say God is?
Spirit.
Is that what it says, Brother Fred? I didn't write the Bible, brethren. The Bible said God is a spirit.
And he seeketh such to worship him in spirit.
What is a spirit? Did I reach over here and touch it? No, I did not.
You can't see a spirit.
Huh? You cannot see a spirit, but you can feel the spirit.
Amen.
Now, I'm afraid people are going to heaven looking for something that ain't going to be there. There's people going to heaven to look for mama, looking for daddy, and looking for everybody else coming and going.
I'm looking for Jesus Christ.
But I'm going to tell you today, I'm going to heaven for one reason.
Jesus Christ.
Because God saved my soul, and he put me on a road to heaven,
amen,
and I can't go nowhere else, brother.
Right.
If he put you on a road to heaven, where else are you going to go? The man that came to my house and said he was a follower of Christ, but he's coming back here to live, he's a liar. Because he's not following Christ, because Christ went to heaven and he put me on a road to heaven.
Amen.
And that's the only place I can go.
Amen.
It is the only place you can go. If God put you on this road. Now, if God ain't put you on the road, you're not on it. But God is a spirit. This spirit, Brother Lon, comes into my room every night. This spirit lives with me. This spirit gives me comfort. And sometimes this spirit will scold me to no end. Sometimes this spirit will chasten me. Chasten me, Brother Larry, and tell me, you better get out there and do your job. And I'd say, Lord, I've done more than most. And he said, that ain't no excuse to give to me. That won't hold water in my bucket.
That's what he says, too.
That don't do it, don't get it, Brother Lon. Yesterday, Brother Fred, I never told you you'd done so much. I'm telling you to go now.
That's right.
I didn't ask you what you done last week.
No.
I'm telling you to go now. Now, God being no respecter of persons, he does everybody the same way.
Absolutely. They just won't go.
He don't tell some that he's called to preach to sit down and stay at the house and for me to go.
That's right.
He don't tell some, Brother Lon, to preach the word and somebody else to preach the denomination. He don't do that. He told them to preach the word. To be instant in season. To preach Jesus Christ. To be the way, the truth,
amen,
and the life. There is no excuses that you can put forward God that he will accept because he already knows better.
He absolutely does.
Now, I put excuses to Rita sometimes, and she'll believe me.
Not always.
Not all the time. Because after 33 years, she probably knows all of my excuses.
She already knows.
But you cannot put excuses before God that are not valid because he knows they're not valid. So you preaching brothers, you lay members, all you Christian people, you put all the excuses you want out to God and see if he'll buy them. If they're not valid, you might as well keep them quiet because he will not accept.
Absolutely.
You have not.
Because
why?
Yes, not. Yes, amiss.
This is a wonderful, wonderful group of faithful believers in Christ here. But we all could do better.
Amen.
We all could do better.
Yes, sir.
When we stopped striving, my teachers used to teach me at school, Terry, you're not even trying. Boy, did they know. Did they know? Junior, did they know? They knew me well. But Lon and I were sitting at the hospital the other day, and I promised him to quit. Here sat a young man in the seat like this. Laid down like this, wasn't he, Brother Lon? I said, if my teacher would have seen me like that, she'd have tore me to no end.
Oh.
Young man, that's bad posture.
Yeah.
You get up and you straighten yourself up and you sit in that seat right, Brother Roger? But lady, that's what they would tell you.
Well, that's what they told us.
Get up or sit up or right.
Yeah.
But now they have let them lay down and they've let them go, and it shows all over the world. It shows everywhere, Brother Bobby.
Oh, that's right.
And not only that, that's not good posture. It's not even comfortable.
That's right.
People today, not only preachers neglecting their duties, but our whole government is neglecting their duty.
Right.
And it comes from top down.
Yeah.
You watch CNN, they're for the other group of people. You watch Fox, they're for the other group of people.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what they're after. They're after the money.
Yeah, they're after the ladies.
That's what they're after. You watch Fox Network, it's a Republican network. You watch CNN, it's a Democrat network. You watch all the other, they're this one, that, and other. They're not after that. They're after the money, Brother Fred.
They're after big ratings.
They're after the money. They're not out there. They want to please this group of people and that group of people.
Yeah.
But they've not got your interest at heart. They want your money. They want you to view their TV. They want you to view their channel because they get more money.
Right. Big ratings.
See, that's what it's about, people.
Yeah.
When you think today, I used to hear them saying, they're feathering their own nest.
That's right.
That was the old saying,
right,
Brother Brian.
We know what
they're feathering their own nest. How many people today, Janice, is not trying to feather their own nest?
Oh,
I want to please God. I want to please him.
Amen.
Hope ain't been too hard on you. But I love you, and I have a responsibility.
Absolutely.
Have a responsibility to know that I have known and I want to know more.
Right.
And I have a responsibility as trying to be the pastor of this church to lead you in the right direction.
Absolutely.
And not to try to daub you up with some untempered mortar. That would fall out, Brother Brian, and would be of no benefit. So sing, brethren.